sure we are on the final leg of the 10th day of accessible tourism. And now we will have a wrap up of by Andre Novakis, the tourism officer of the General Association of Disabled People in Germany for Self-Determination and Dignity, private association. What is your takeaway? My name is Andre Novak. I have been doing this job for a number of years. A few personal remarks, and I would like also to refer to what Mr. Dusel said. My first travel went to Kaluga near Moscow to participate in the joint conference of the Associations of the Disabled in Germany and in Russia. To talk about, in October, I went to Bishkek to pay a visit to the Kyrgyz Association of the Disabled to hand over a van. The title was Jamila, in remembrance of Chingis Aitmatov. In December, I went to Kyiv. Together with the Ukrainian Association of the Disabled, I wanted to prepare an exhibition on the lives of the disabled in Ukraine and Germany. I have been meeting with people from all walks of life. We are talking about accessible tourism, while thousands and thousands of people are bombarded with deadly bombs. I took the decision nonetheless to talk here. In the full awareness of this war and in the full knowledge that we need tourism to get to know each other, but also to take some rest from the drudgery of everyday life. My own contribution as a wrap up to this day of accessible tourism. I would say travel without barriers. Let's start for new shores. We have seen the 10th day of accessible tourism. For Corona reasons, unfortunately, only in a virtual format. I hope the 11th day of tourism or accessible tourism can be in physical presence with good offers for those who cannot travel to Berlin. Here, we can also take along the experiences from today's event. For the 10th time, we have heard from high-ranking and well-experienced representatives from politics, the tourism industry, and associations of the disabled. We have learned how important accessible tourism is for us. We, especially Jürgen Dusel, for the 10th time pointed out that the states have pledged with the ratification of the UN Convention for the Rights of Human Beings, especially Section 9 and Section 30, to enable all people to participate in travel offers. We have seen so many best practice examples for accessible tourism from Germany and many other countries. All these examples are united by the idea that nothing comes automatically, but only thanks to efforts in Rostock, Erfurt, or representative organizations. We have learned once again that accessibility is never to be taken for granted. Traveling is for people with a disability, all too often not possible, or only with certain restrictions. People with disabilities have the same right. We need 100% of accessibility, not more, but not less than that. It's time to embark on new routes to new shores, especially at times when the tourism industry suffers heavily from the blows of the Corona epidemic. This crisis in tourism will also lead to so many supporting measures, to new investment, to new concept. We need to participate in this transformation of tourism so that the questions of accessibility are taken into consideration from scratch. We all stakeholders, need to stand together instead of one against the other. Unfortunately, NATCO, that was mentioned, that NATCO was the umbrella organizations of all private associations for people with disability, dissolved in the 20th year of its existence. This voice is missing, both in everyday life, but also on the day of accessible tourism. I hope that the German Council of the Disabled can recognize this deficit. One thing is clear, you cannot reach 100% of accessibility at short notice, but we should talk about this on the 11th day of accessible tourism, how we can reach this 100% objective. For several years in Germany, we have a good labeling and information system, Tourism for All. Rolf Schrader from the German Academy for Tourism talked about this and other. But with 2,500 certified destinations, we are at a standstill because the number is not growing. So we are far below 1% of all the travel institutions. Why is that? Despite the UN Convention on the Rights of the People with Disabilities, don't we have the right tools? Or are we simply blindfolded by disparaging remarks? Well, I think things need to change. Such certifications must be imposed as a legal obligation, not only for hotels, museums, or restaurants, but for the entire open or public infrastructure. We need new regulations so that nothing new can be built that is not accessible. We need government-funded new programs to dismantle existing barriers. That's what I intend by saying, let's embark onto new shores. In this sense, we should shape the Accessible Tourism Day 2023. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, before Olaf Schlieper has the final say, I would like to thank all the participants, the speakers, the organizers, the interpreters, our moderator, Daniela Wiesler-Schnalker, and Julia Marmula, who brought all this together. Thank you very much for this very insightful and productive day. Thank you very much that you have listened to me after such a lengthy conference. Thank you very much, Andrei Novak.